An amendment to North Carolina's state constitution was passed to require photo identification to vote in person, and the amendment only applies to voting in person. But with an ongoing investigation into election fraud in the 9th Congressional District, absentee mail-in ballots appear to be a significant issue. And some say they've been an issue all along. WFAE's Cole Del Charco reports.
As a former special counsel to the NC General Assembly, Jerry Cohen has been following elections in North Carolina for almost 50 years. And one thing that he says has been an issue for just as long is absentee ballot security.
I dug out from my file a Charlotte Observer editorial from May of 1971 about voter fraud and absentee ballots that I was quoted in. Okay, that editorial ran before I was old enough to vote, and I have been retired for 3 years.
Cohen says the voter ID bill addresses a type of fraud that isn't widespread.
All the evidence nationally in North Carolina is the voter fraud goes on with absentee ballots, not with anything at the polling place. So we're erecting giant structure to solve a problem that doesn't exist and ignoring the problem that does exist.
When the State Board of Elections looked into voter fraud in 2016, it found only two cases of voter impersonation, one by mail and one in person. There were also indictments of 19 people living in the country illegally who voted. That audit conducted in 2017 also found irregularities affecting absentee by mail voting in Bladen County. State Senator Joyce Kravick of Forsyth County says the idea for the amendment was the result of constituent input.
I've worked the polls myself for many, many years. They show up and they will insist on your looking at their driver's license or their ID, and they can't believe that they don't have to show it.
There were safety measures in the past. Cohen says it used to be that North Carolina voters had to mail in a letter to request an absentee ballot application. The state would then send back a confirmation of their application. When they voted, they sent two envelopes together, he says. The ballot went in an outer envelope and their application affidavit in the inner envelope. But Cohen says that requirement was dropped in the late 70s because it was hard for voters to navigate the system. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco.